Now, this day. Here's Chris Connolly.
Are there some weapons that are so dangerous that no armies should have them? On this day, March 26th.
Jobs for someone with autism. Programmer. Teacher.
WIN. By Autism Speaks. Helps businesses lead the way in inclusive hiring.
How about a healthcare worker?
To learn more, go to autismspeaks.org/win.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us don't know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma and advance mental health. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Consider mustard gas. It was used extensively by Germany in the First World War, especially as they were running out of soldiers and were nearing defeat. It could blind you and then choke your lungs. But using it was a failure. If the wind changed direction, it would blow back over German troops, killing them. In the 1950s and 60s, there was a great deal of research into deadly spores and viruses that could be weaponized. They all had the same problem. Once released, they couldn't be controlled. Richard Nixon shut down the U.S. Biological Weapons Research Program in 1969. The concern was that smaller rogue nations might not stop. Until a United Nations conference, 109 countries agreed that biowarfare should be outlawed, the Biological Weapons Treaty. It went into effect on this day, March 26th, 1975. And on this day, remember, some ways of fighting are too dangerous for everyone. I'm Chris Connolly.